Now, the rest of the story.
When the air show comes to your town, watch the schedule of events for the name Steve Soper. If the promoters of the event list him as a stunt pilot, I apologize for them. Three-dimensional aerobatics performed by a pilot in an airplane is not stunt flying any more than a concert pianist performing Rachmaninoff is improvising. The aerobatic performer must coordinate every sinew while suppressing his primordial fear of falling. He must see the wind with senses other than sight. He must judge distances on a Brobdingnagian scale and sense closure rates and time compression in utterly unnatural values. The man's muscles and tendons and bones become extensions of his craft's cables and pushrods and spars and longerons, interconnected to the supercomputer in his head through the feel of his fingers. Every human faculty of any artistic endeavor is employed in performing this ballet in the sky. Plus, others of the third dimension. A perfectly timed loop, for example, requires a figure skater's judgment of time and speed and distance, but without relativity to anything fixed. A flawless slow roll demands the coordination of a gymnast on a balance beam and at 3,000 feet and without a beam and with no net. A head-on pass between two aerobatic aircraft with a closure rate of 300 miles an hour, climaxed by simultaneous snap rolls, that has to be accomplished with a sense of timing not exceeded by the greatest conductor of the finest symphony orchestra. Steve Soper paints the sky with the dexterity of a Da Vinci. His loops are flawlessly symmetrical. His rolls are clean and straight. His pyrotechnics in a pit or his manipulation of a low-power light plane in every attitude is characterized by a nimbleness worthy of Nureyev. He can make a controlled flat spin upside down and with grace. The superstars of precision flying, make no mistake, are supermen. Up from the mud has come a generation of men more erect than man has ever been to walk the scimitared edge of space and some to run. And of all of these artists, Steve Soper is one of a kind. What he makes appear easy isn't. 2 years ago, Steve lost his engine on takeoff from a farm field in his Pitts S1. He went into the trees. He totaled a plane, almost himself. And when he came to in the hospital, this loving husband and father of two sons, this man who depended on his extraordinary physique for the flying circus performances which paid the bills, this man whose gifted hands and feet could make an airplane do things it would not do for anyone else, he was told that he was paralyzed from the waist down and always would be. The man who loved to fly was told that he'd never even walk again. He felt sorry for himself for 3 long minutes. By the time he was up and about in a wheelchair, Steve was determined that if he had to be inconvenienced by it, he'd never be confined by it. He went to work with his skills as an aircraft mechanic, inventing and improvising new kinds of light plane controls. He equipped his next plane with a bar alongside the throttle to keep the left hand on the yoke. With his right hand, he could manipulate throttle, rudders, and brake. With his digital dexterity undiminished and compensating for powerless feet that have to be Velcroed to the floor, Steve got his flying license again, and his multi-engine rating again, and his instrument rating again. And when next an air show comes to your town, and you see the name of Steve Soper among the performers, you're going to see a man who is filled with a love of life and the joy of flying, doing everything he's ever done before and more. And when the PA announcer mentions his name, what do you say? Let's come to our feet, you and I, for we now know the rest of the story.